My name's Ben Bowers, and I'm a co-author of a new study in palliative medicine called Unwelcome Memento Mori, or Best Clinical Practice, Community End-of-Life Anticipatory Medication Prescribing Practice. The anticipatory prescribing of injectable medications is recommended for patients approaching their last days of life at home. However, little is known about how these drugs are prescribed in primary care. Our study aim was to investigate the frequency, timing, and recorded circumstances of anticipatory medication prescribing for patients living at home and in residential care. Our mixed methods research looked at the GP and community nursing records for 329 deceased patients registered with 11 GP practices in England. The patients died between 2017 and 2019 from predictable causes including heart failure, dementia and cancer. The records revealed that half the patients in the study were prescribed anticipatory medications, often in the form of standardised drugs and doses for five common last days of life symptoms. These are pain, breathlessness, nausea and vomiting, agitation and respiratory tract secretions. Statistical analysis showed big variations in prescribing rates, depending on the GP practice that patients were registered with, as well as the conditions that they had. The likelihood of prescribing was 34 times greater for patients who had a recorded preferred place of death, and 7 times greater for patients who had a specialist palliative care team involvement. For 67% of patients, their anticipatory medications were recorded as being prescribed as part of a one-off end-of-life care planning consultation. And their preferred place of death and or cardiopulmonary resuscitation discussion also took place. The timing of prescriptions varied substantially, occurring at a point between 0 and 1,212 days before death. The median prescribing timing was 17 days before death. But 7 patients in the study were prescribed medications a year or more before their death, of which 6 had non-cancer conditions. So our take-home messages. Our study is the first to highlight the high frequency and standardised prescribing of anticipatory medication for terminally ill patients in a primary care population. The range of timing of prescribing, at times many months before death, emphasises the challenges in prognostication and highlights the risks involved in putting medication in place too far in advance of possible need. The presence of anticipatory medications in the home for long periods of time, or when situations are uncertain, may compromise patient safety unless there are some really robust systems in place to review their continued appropriateness and safe use. Further information can be found in the paper along with our contact details. Thanks for listening.